Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My mom woke me up one morning by like kicking in my door and screaming, "Your dog is dead!" And then she left me to cry for like 10 minutes, and then she came back and was like, "April Fool's, sweetheart." So like, why don't you guys trust women? I'm gonna get her in the nursing home though. I'll get her. Tell her daughter died a different way every day.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh God. Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's April 1st. Don't fall for it, guys. Don't fall for anything. Yep, April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Did you guys do anything Kevin doesn't live with family that he would goof on, but like, no. Did you do anything to goof on anybody before you left?
No.
Yeah. I switched my kids' clothes. We always lay out our kids' clothes in the same spot for the next day so they can just wake up and get dressed. I swapped their clothes out.
Funny.
My goodness.
It was a little bit of nothing today, but you know, I did find a list of ideas that if you want to, you know, these are little pranks that, unlike that comedy clip, won't make people cry. somebody said, my son filled my purse with bras that I had to remove at the register to reach for my wallet. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that is funny.
My husband changed my autocorrect to make you swap with y'all.
That's fun.
That's pretty good. We told a coworker there was vandalism in the parking lot and it looked like his tires were slashed. And when he got out to his car, we had taped photos of slash from Guns N' Roses all over his tires.
That's funny.
I have a whole bunch of these if you guys want to hear more. But are April Fool's pranks, like, are they annoying or are they funny?
I think it has died down. I haven't seen many in a while.
I don't know that they're funny.
I feel like Kevin's on to something.
Okay. Like it used to be a bigger deal.
Yeah. It used to be a bigger deal. And yeah. I don't know. Like in the last like 10 years or so, life just seems too on edge to like to goof on somebody with a little prank. It just seems like we're all like centimeters from falling off the cliff of the earth. And that just, and peeing on a toilet seat that you wrap saran wrap around just might be the thing that tips you over the edge.
It feels like, okay, so one time Gavin and I went to like the Goodwill we bought dozens of plates and silverware and cups and all these things. And it's because they kept blaming us for leaving dishes in the sink in the break room, which it was not.
It was not us. Our hand of God. We'd admit it if it was.
Right.
We don't have shame.
And then just go pick them up.
Yeah.
Okay. It was never us, but we were constantly being blamed. So we thought it'd be funny one day to get as many plates and cups and forks and spoons as we possibly could and literally pile them as high as it was a balancing act, as high as the sink could go. And as like an April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
Not only did no one think it was funny,
not a single person.
Then we had to clean it up.
Yeah, no one found it funny. No one even like sent out an email. We at least like wanted an email. They were probably like, God, we hate them so much.
Right.
We hate them so much.
Yeah. Like it was.
And there's something humiliating about having to clean up an April Fool's prank that no one found funny.
Yeah. There was a time when we had a night girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she filled up a million Dixie cups and put them in our office and started my computer playing the Mission Impossible music and just laid them all on the floor. What? So we had to go and like pick them up to even get to the music to make it stop.
Yeah. That was really funny.
That was impressive.
That was impressive. A pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But it was very impressive. So, okay. So to go back, it's April Fool's Day. You know, you could do a simple prank. Simply set your significant other's alarm to a different sound. That's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That would shock me.
This one, I once changed my wife's birthday on Facebook to be April 1st so that everybody wished her a happy birthday that day. That's also really funny.
That is great.
Or is it possible that we think our boss is pulling an April Fool's Day prank on us? Because later today, we have to go to a very serious meeting, as it was described to us. It was a very like
cannot be missed. Like everybody, all staff in person.
A corporate lawyer is coming, is zooming into this meeting, and we all have to be in person in the same room to watch it. Do we think it's suspicious that it's today? Do we think it's suspicious?
I didn't think of that.
Because it is at an inconvenient time for not just us,
quite
everyone.
A few people. Yeah.
And like we have to stay much, much, much later in our day in order to go to this. But there are people that have to come in early for it. There are people that have to like
Can't do their show
because of it. So do we think this is an April Fool's prank? And if it is, are we happy with
it? Honestly, if that's an April Fool's Day prank, that is a good one.
Even though we had to stay so much later.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good, but it would be funny. No, I don't.
Okay.
Because too many people would have to be in on it.
Yeah.
The cat would be out of the bag.
The guy that's meeting with us, he's real too.
Well, I know he's real, but I mean, it's not like we saw like an email from him confirming the meeting. Like I could say that guy has a meeting with us after the show. You know, and anybody can say
but
that.
But our other boss came in and told us.
What if he's in on it?
Yeah, he's not good. He wouldn't be good enough at acting.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that meeting was not going to be real. God, our day's
guys.
So long. I wish instead our general manager, let me see. Just switched the apple on our lunch with a fake one. I'm looking over the list of April Fool's pranks I found.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
We're calling Mason. Either his name's Mason or his roommate's name is Mason. I should have checked that. But it's at the roommate's request for this phone scam, and he works at a Chili's. So I am calling the Chili's to order some food. Problem is, I have confused Chili's with a fine dining establishment, and the way he reacts to it is great. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling Chili's. This is Mason. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to place a to-go order.
Okay.
To go to my house. First of all, I just wanted to say that when I pulled up the menu, it said, do you accept all cookies? And yes, I do. I would like all the cookies.
Okay. I think what you might be referring to is on the computer.
Delicious.
It's in the web browser. I don't really know how to quite explain it, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've never had that flavor, but I mean, I love cookies, so but just throw them in the bag. I assume that they were complimentary with the way the question was asked. Now, so you have here on your menu, it says boneless wings. How is the bone removed?
I'm not privy to that.
I see. It's a culinary secret from the chef. I love that. Okay. Can I please have a dozen of those, of the deboned wings?
Yes.
Like, I'd like to move on to the second course, please.
Okay. What can I get you?
Can I please order the Big Smasher Burger medium?
Okay. That's how the cook does it.
Oh, well, whatever the chef recommends. And may I also order the bacon guacamole crispy chicken also medium? No, you know what? Make that one medium rare. Can I ask a question about something called the quesadilla explosion salad? Where will it be exploding?
I don't know really why we even call it that. I mean, it's just a salad with a cheese quesadilla on top.
Now, what kind of cheese quesadillas are on there? Are they cloth-bound cheddar, or are they Gruyere?
No.
You know what? I'll have it, but I'd like my cheese quesadilla with burrata. I'm feeling naughty.
We don't normally do substitutions like that, and I'm pretty sure we don't even have those cheeses.
Okay, then you know what? Then I'll just have it with camembert. So wrap that all up. And
we actually don't have that either.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then whatever cheese the chef recommends.
If you want something flavorful, maybe pepper jack?
Oh, pepper jack. Yes, please. Pepper jacket. I've heard of him before. You know, honestly, whatever Chef Chili recommends, I'm on board with. So wrap that all up with my cookies, and I'll be down to pick it up.
Okay. One other thing was you mentioned the chicken. You wanted it rare or medium rare?
Medium rare, please. Yes.
Well, yeah. Chef Chili doesn't recommend that because of possible foodborne illness.
Hmm.
I just feel like I should level with you. It's a flash frozen chicken patty that's just popped into a deep fryer.
That sounds delicious. Much like a sous vide. So I will have that as well.
I don't know what that is, but
okay,
if you say so.
That's for the chef to know. And before you tell me the total of the cost, can I just tell you, Mason, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And you're on a phone scam. What? That your roommate wanted me to do. So he emailed me and asked if I would do this. So you're on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, all right. Because I was really at a loss for who thought they were coming to a fine dining establishment. But he put you up to it, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, excellent. Well, I can't wait for his next meal here.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So you went on a date with a guy named Barrett, and let's talk about the date.
Yeah, we met on an app, and we chatted for like 2 to 3 weeks, and we met up for drinks.
Okay, and then you did, and how did it go?
I thought it went so well. We really connected. We laughed a lot. We had a great time together, and he kissed me at the end of the night, so I thought it went well.
Well, sure. I feel like when you laugh with somebody, it makes it feel like everything's going so well.
But then what happened after the date?
Well, I reached out a couple days later just because I hadn't heard from him, just to say, hey, I had a great time with you the other night. And he never answered my message.
Okay.
And he didn't message you, which is worse.
Yeah.
No, and he kissed me. I didn't initiate the kiss.
Okay. Interesting.
So we have him on hold. He's not listening right now. And we're going to talk to him, but you'll be able to hear the conversation. And then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see if we can get you a second date. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Kelly's now on hold. Let's pick up Barrett. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You are actually on the second date update right now. We just got done talking to Kelly, and she had...
he said, ha-ha.
Did he?
Yeah, not good.
Oh, boy. She had great things to say about you, how you met, the date, and then she said you did not message her back. You have not taken the initiative to get a second date together. So is this a mistake, or do you not want a second date?
Well, it was a fun date. Yeah, she's really cool. But I got to tell you, like, I got a little spooked during the date. Cause
you got spooked?
She's moving pretty fast.
Spooked?
You know? She said, yeah. No, she said to me, you know, we were having a good time and stuff. She's like, hey, if this is a good serious, this is the first date. Would you stay in Sacramento, or would you want to, like, if one of our careers moved, would you move to a new place? Or like if my career moved or your career moved? And I was like, whoa, this is super, super early for this kind of talk. So I don't know.
Well, hold on. Let's get Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So there's your answer. You spooked him. I like that. Like a baby deer. And like,
hi.
Why? Oh, right. Yeah, you guys are back on together. Why did you ask that question?
Okay, first of all, I did not ask it in the way he said I did. He totally twisted that because clearly he got freaked out. All I said was, do you see yourself staying in Sacramento long term? I was making conversation. I was getting to know him. That's something I usually ask on first dates. And, like, sue me for wanting to know if someone wants to stay in the place where we're dating.
Thank you. God forbid you found out what a person's, like, what they think their life is going to look like. My God,
yeah.
that's a problem for men now?
But on a first date.
Okay, so what? What's the right date? What is the right number?
I would say, like, maybe on the third date.
Okay, so I have to wait three dates on somebody that says, like...
You're getting a free dinner out of all three of them. So, like...
Believe it or not, I could pay for my own dinner.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, on the first date...
I think men think that, like...
surface questions on the first date. I would say so.
I would say that is a surface question.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like she said, like, will you go home and pack a bag,
right?
And come with me on this adventure we call life. If I was on a date and somebody said, I have a job that moves me around, like, that's a good question, because they could say, I have a job that moves me around a lot. And I'd say, well, I would never move.
Right.
So that's a bad question?
No, I guess that makes sense. I mean, here's my question for Barrett.
Okay.
She asks you this question. You get spooked. Your words, not ours. And you still kissed her at the end of the date?
Gavin, you're a good guy for asking us.
Well, you know, the thing was, I ruminated on it a bit. Like, I wasn't, like, when I say spooked, I mean, I wasn't, like, freaked out at the beginning. It was, but when I started thinking about it more and more, I was like, just, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I was a little drunk, so I apologize. Maybe I took it a little too heavy. I'm a nice guy. I'm not, like, trying to be a jerk about this whole thing, you know?
I don't know, Barrett. I have to be honest. This kind of makes me feel like you were just after one thing, because you kissed me and then I said goodnight. And I made it clear that I wasn't going to go home with you. And then you never reach out to me again. So it makes me feel like you're making this.
I mean, if you want to look at it like that, I wasn't pushy.
We're not saying you're pushy.
We kissed.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
All right. Well, I heard it different. So
can I get off Team Barrett?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Please come to Team Kelly. The water's fine.
All right.
And everybody's pretty over here.
Clearly no second date. And I think that's fine for everybody. Kelly, thank you very much for contacting us. And now there's your answer. Barrett, have a great day. It's the second date update.
Thank you.
On the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, follow along this story. There is a kid named Rain Disick. And Rain Disick is the son of Kourtney Kardashian.
Yes.
And Scott Disick. Mm-hmm. But apparently there has been a rumor for a very long time that his dad is not Scott Disick and his dad is Justin Bieber. So, okay, there's a lot of moving parts to this story. So Rain Disick had to be pulled in for some reason to Travis Barker's daughter's boyfriend's Instagram Live. I'm going to say that again so that you can follow it. Travis Barker's daughter's boyfriend's Instagram Live. His Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are married.
Correct.
And they want everybody to know it. And then he has a daughter named Alabama who is...
Travis does. Yeah.
Who is an insufferable person.
God, she does seem just... awful.
She on every metric.
Yeah.
Like maybe the one unifying thing that America has left is that we all don't like Alabama Barker.
I mean, one of the worst things about her is that she like has taken up like an urban accent.
Yes.
And it's like, don't you live in Calabasas?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Okay. So she's dating this guy who was on Instagram Live, and he pulls Rain Disick in to discuss his paternity. Now, I'm going to play the audio because, you know, am I making a mountain out of a molehill? Maybe. Does Rain Disick sound upset? No, I'll say he doesn't. But here it is.
Rain, your dad. No, he's not. Bro, I swear, Justin Bieber's not my dad. Scotty is my dad. I think Justin Bieber was 16 when I got born. Yeah, I don't think my mom would do that.
Right. Well, your math is a little off. Justin Bieber was 19 when you got born.
Well, okay, he's 10.
But this is how it starts. Everybody said that about Alabama Barker, and now look where we are.
Well, it's okay.
Okay? So, regardless, the fact that the stepdaughter and her boyfriend did this to a 10-year-old to discuss who his real dad is in front of the world.
So there are several layers of this that I find crazy and inappropriate. One of which is, and I don't know if they got permission to put Rain on Live. I'm guessing they didn't because they probably would have been like, I don't know, thinking like, this is not appropriate for a 10-year-old.
Right.
But to, without the parents' permission, put a 10-year-old on Live when that many people are watching feels very wrong to me.
Totally. Wow. Totally agree. So there's one. What else?
Well, and then the questions being asked.
I mean, it's
and by some, your stepsister's boyfriend. Ew, that's so gross.
Right, and then when you see the video, it really brings it back to like how little this kid is.
Yeah,
he's a teeny tiny 10-year-old.
Yeah,
like I think about
he's like a little boy.
My son is not too far off from turning 9. Like. I can't imagine anybody putting him in a situation where, like, I feel bad. What were we talking about yesterday? Where I'm like, I can't believe I'm saying
because
this.
Because Kanye said he wishes he never had kids with Kim Kardashian.
Right. Yeah, right. We're going to get into that during Are You Smarter Than Katie? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel so bad for these kids. Like they,
I don't think you need to feel so bad for them. I think that this is a situation that's really screwed up. But I think, by and large, they probably have very good lives. And it appears that they have very committed mothers.
Okay, I can't. That seems to be true for Kim. I can't say the same for this kid. To hear a 10-year-old so freely discussing who his real father is so sad and tragic that there's no amount of jet skis bought for this kid that will, I think, ever, you know,
well,
make that trauma go away.
It does sound like he has heard this before.
Right.
He is talking like he's heard it before, right?
Oh, 100%. He's talking like it's been in his life since he got born. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to play that audio. I mean, Kevin, do you see any problems with this?
Yeah, he's a little kid.
Yeah.
Don't ask him that.
Okay.
Also, don't put a 10-year-old on Live.
Right.
Ever.
Like weirdo.
For
weirdo
any reason.
Stepsister boyfriend. Like, ew.
Right. Like, I'm not even okay with Alabama Barker being around him, let alone her boyfriend.
Right.
God, somebody's got to raise these Kardashian kids. I guess it's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
All right, so we're talking about hotel rooms, like Holiday Inn.
Oh my God, this is such a good song.
Remember this song?
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you've ever found in a hotel room? Call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because of a story about what was found in a hotel room in Michigan. And it's important where this was that makes it even weirder. If I were to said Florida, you would have been like, oh, okay. Still weird, but okay. This was in Michigan.
Take a look at this video sent in by a viewer of an alligator in a room at Pine River Motel.
An alligator. An alligator was found in a motel room. But the story gets even weirder after that.
The Sheboygan Police Department says motel staff found the alligator named Wally.
Sure.
Well, okay, so why would they name an alligator that they just find in a motel room? Well, listen.
Friday, while cleaning the room after somebody checked out of the motel, police found that Wally's owner had been in town to conduct assemblies with elementary school children and had several exotic animals with him for the presentations. The owner discovered Wally was missing but didn't know when or where the alligator escaped. Sheboygan police say the owner came back to reunite with Wally.
How do you lose track of that? Even if you're an exotic pet owner that goes to elementary schools, the alligator is the closer. That's like the big main attraction.
That's a good point.
How do you lose track of that? That seems crazy to me.
And do we know how big it was?
No, I actually never saw the video.
This is going to sound weird.
Okay.
But this is not the first story we've done about an alligator named Wally. And I believe that one was missing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the other one was went missing in Pennsylvania, right? Or
I don't know, but they returned it to some sort of like sanctuary.
Yeah, that was tragic.
And then the owner was like, how can I tell any of them apart?
In this case, it was eventually returned to the owner.
Well, that's good.
But what was the craziest thing you ever found in a hotel room? 916-909-1065. Wake up call. Who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's the craziest thing you ever found in a hotel room?
Well, I was actually cleaning up my motel and I found a toy.
So you found a toy in the room?
Yes, it was wrapped up and everything, like, under the dresser. Like, I was just trying to vacuum to clean out the room.
Like, they hid it? Like, they hid it under there?
Yeah, like, I don't know what was going on. Like, housekeeping didn't find it or something. They didn't clean up good enough. I don't know.
When you say wrapped up, you mean like a Christmas present?
Like, in a towel. So I'm cleaning up, and I'm thinking it's a towel, and then that thing popped out. Like,
behind the dresser. What was the story there?
I don't know. Maybe for this.
Thank you so much for calling.
You have a good one.
You too. We got some really funny text messages to 916-909-1065. This one, somebody found, they lost their wedding ring in a hotel room.
Okay.
And while looking for it, they found a used condom.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's awful. And this one's hysterical. I opened the covers to get in bed, and there were Dorito chips in the bed. Not in the bag, not crushed up as crumbs, full chips as if they ran out of pillow mints and used Dorito chips.
What the hell?
What did we get on Facebook?
Okay, so Mayra says, not me, but my friend's parents found a dead prostitute under the bed in Reno.
No, come on. There's no way that's true.
Well, I think it might be because Julie said it's a tie between a dead body and an urn. And then she said, kind of the same, but also very different.
Yeah, one's a little bit more acceptable. Again, I go back to the urn. How do you forget that in the room? That seems intentional.
It seems like you probably were in town to pick that up.
How does the dead body get overlooked? Like, I mean, the cleaning
if it's
crew comes
all the way under the bed. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Debbie said another couple sitting on the bed when they opened the door immediately after check-in.
That would be terrifying.
She said, apparently we checked in at the exact same time and the computer issued them basically the same room with keys to get in that room. She said it was an awkward couple of minutes.
We just got a text message from somebody who worked in a hotel for a decade. They said, you find all kinds of things. Some I'm not going to share, but they said they found snakes.
What?
In a hotel room. And they found clown figurines. They also found a dead body. What's going on? And this one, they found an abandoned grandpa with dementia. Oh my God. This is tragic.
This is...
Hotels are filled with nothing but dead bodies and lost grandpas. And apparently snakes and sex toys.
Like, you know, every once in a while, your wayward crocodile.
Somebody's got to get the government involved in this.
They are the ones leaving the dead prostitutes, I can assure you.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better...
Stop talking to me!
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is up to $420 on... Are you smarter than Katie? How are you on such a tear? What is the secret? Share it with everybody.
It's milk.
Like, just like...
It keeps the body strong and the brain. Yeah.
Just drinking a lot of milk.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Anybody could do it except for the lactose intolerant.
Yeah, that's true. Ursula, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, like we said, five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. Jackpot, $420. That is a jackpot. All right. Here we go. Question one. You ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready. I think. Maybe. Let's go.
All right.
I don't know what's happening.
Question one. Kanye West did an interview and dressed in a black KKK outfit, but that's shockingly not what's getting headlines. It's what he said. He said that he never wanted to have kids with Kim Kardashian and he regrets it, but it is part of God's plan. What a guy. How many kids do they have?
Five.
Question two. Warner Brothers once shelved an entirely finished film called Coyote versus Acme starring John Cena because they wanted the tax write-off instead of releasing it. Well, it is finally going to get released as it was now bought by another company. I hope it is a huge success. What was the Coyote's name in the Looney Tunes world?
Wiley. Wiley Coyote.
Question three. Maybe you're one of the one or two people that just can't get enough of the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively lawsuit and feud. Don't worry. Discovery Plus is here to help. They're going to be releasing a docuseries about the whole thing. How about that? Discovery Plus is part of what other streaming service?
I don't know.
3 seconds. Three. Two, one, moving on. Question four.
Okay.
Question four. In case you didn't hear, Sacramento State's basketball coach is now Mike Bibby, and his celebrity and talent might be pulling in some big student players. Shaquir O'Neal. Am I saying that right? Is his name Shaquir?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. His son?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I think his son's name is Shaquir O'Neal.
Oh.
Okay, the son of Shaq has verbally committed to coming to Sac to be a Hornet. What is the Hornet's name for Sac State?
The Hornet's name for Sac State?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Wouldn't it be Sac State?
Okay. The Hornet has a name. He has
a
name.
The mascot.
Yeah, the mascot has a name.
I'm shook.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got that confused.
Do you know it or no? Still don't know.
What?
Okay, forget it. Moving on. Question five. Jelly Roll has lost 120 pounds, but he shared his tour diet, and it still looks indulgent. That's because his chef makes him his fast food favorites, but alters them to have clean ingredients and lower calories. So listen closely. If he has a healthy version of a Big Mac for 550 calories, sweet potato fries for 480 calories, and air-fried organic chicken nuggets for 430 calories, how many total calories is his lunch?
You said 550, 430, and what was the other one, a potato?
550, 430, and 480.
1460.
Oh, wow. Okay. I let Katie back in here, Kevin. And Ursula, are we off to work?
Actually, I've been working all night. I'm a Lyft driver, and I start at 9, and I finish in the morning. So you're about to be off in about an hour.
Oh, you're a Lyft driver. I got to tell you, we wish that you did the morning shift as a Lyft driver, and you kept us on the whole time. That's what we wish.
No, I do. So I start with you guys. I don't finish till like almost 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you guys are on. So, you know, That's what's cracking in this Lyft car.
Do a lot of people
need a ride share in the morning?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm sure to get to work.
Yeah, to get to work and go to school and go to airports and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's the ones in the middle of the night that you're interested in, because it's very busy in the middle of the night, like at 2 and 3 a.m. No matter what day of the week it is.
Very busy?
Very busy.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Do you get nervous as a woman, like picking up rides in the middle of the night?
I really don't. I'm a really positive person, so I don't think I attract negative energy. I haven't had any issues with anybody doing anything weird.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me a weird question once, but I shut that down so fast it was done.
Huh.
All right. I don't know what the question is.
I know. I don't want to put you on hold, but I'm gonna. Good news is, you know, if anybody messes with her, she'll take their voice.
All right.
Give them some people legs.
All right.
She's heard it all.
I know. That's so bad.
Here we go. Question one. Kanye did an interview. He was dressed as an all-in-black KKK member for this.
You told me this, and then I saw it. And what I envisioned... No, what I saw was so much worse than what I envisioned.
Why? Because I have not seen it. I've only read
his face is covered.
Ah, I see. All right, good.
Like, I mean, it is truly a... Okay.
But what he said during that interview was that he regrets having kids with Kim Kardashian, but he says it's part of God's plan. How many kids do they have?
Four.
They have four kids. Yeah. That is true. Question two, there was an entirely finished movie that Warner Brothers shelved. It was called Coyote versus Acme, starring John Cena. Do you remember us talking about this?
No.
It's a live action movie.
Oh!
But why coyote is a cartoon character.
Yes.
They shelved it for the tax credit or tax write-off, but that movie is getting released.
Oh, that's good.
What's the coyote's name?
Wiley.
I almost gave it away. Yeah. All right. Question three. Maybe you're one of the two people that can't get enough of the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively feud and lawsuit.
I'm one of them.
Discovery Plus is here to help.
Yes.
There's going to be a whole mini series and docuseries coming out about the whole thing.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Discovery Plus is part of what streaming service?
HBO.
Yeah. Max. I accept that. Question four, in case you didn't hear, and I know you did, Sacramento State's head coach is now Mike Bibby.
Yes.
For basketball. And his celebrity and talents pulling in some big students. Shaquille O'Neal's son, who I believe is named Shaquir O'Neal, if I'm saying that right. I don't. Kevin, did you Google anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's not
It doesn't.
Shaquir?
Pronunciation.
Is it Shaquir?
Maybe Shaquir.
Shaquir O'Neal.
Shaquir sounds better.
It does sound better. But, okay. Shaquir O'Neal. All right, I'll work on that. He is verbally committed to becoming a Sac State Hornet.
Love it.
What's the Hornet's name?
The mascot?
Yes.
Herky.
Herky the Hornet. Shakir O'Neal.
I think you just pronounced it exactly it's the Shakir. Way it's spelled.
Shakir
there's
O'Neal.
There's no U in it.
There's...
Shakir.
Oh, there's not?
There's no U.
I think I saw a spelling on KCRA that had a U that was throwing me off.
He called someone out.
Wow. All right, okay. All right, anyway, question five. Jelly Roll has lost 120 pounds.
Okay.
And he showed on social media his road diet. Okay. And it looks indulgent still. But the reason why is because his chef makes him his fast food favorites, but alters them to have clean ingredients and lower calories.
Must be nice.
It's working. Yeah, must be nice. So listen close. If he has a healthy Big Mac
okay.
for 550 calories.
Okay.
Sweet potato fries for 480 calories.
Okay.
And air-fried organic chicken nuggets for 430 calories. How many total calories is his lunch? 9,
10,
12, 13,
16.
3 seconds. 3. 1,660. Oof. 1,460.
What did I do wrong?
I gave him 200 extra calories. Oh, wow, Kevin. Jeez.
Wow.
Ursula, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Final score. Ursula, you...
I don't want to hear it.
You got two. Katie got four.
Oh, took his voice.
Ursula.
As soon as you said the Hornets question again to her, I was like, it's herpes.
It is herpes.
I knew that.
I was offended for him.
Oh, my God. Ursula, you're so fun.
You are fun.
How do we request
I'm join the team. I'm going to come join the team yes. and be a part of the club
we'll
in the morning.
You're not taking my spot.
Okay.
You don't need it. Come on.
Ursula, what is it that you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie today.
She's something else. You're the best. Thank you for listening. Hopefully we talk to you again.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so we want to know, fellas, what is a hobby that you keep from your male friends? Or ladies, what is a hobby that you know your man is into that his buddies do not know? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text it in or call us. And we're getting into this because I found a list of hobbies that men hide from their friends. And I am going to share some of mine that my male friends don't know about.
Okay.
I'll tell you mine in a second. One on here, baking. A lot of men are into baking, and they don't tell their male friends. And you know what? I do consider baking to be feminine.
Now, not cooking.
No, cooking's manly.
Specifically.
Yes. And there's, I don't know what it is.
And like, when did cooking become manly?
I don't know, but I'm glad. Maybe when grill daddies became like more of a thing.
I guess so, but it's also not considered a purely feminine thing to do if you're making pasta.
No.
Like, it's not just barbecues.
I think once celebrity chefs became popular,
true.
Men
that's
were
true.
Like, you know, I'm going to cook too.
Yeah.
Pedicures.
Okay. We put this on Facebook and pedicures came up.
I love a good pedicure.
I wish I could have a pedicure. Makes me ticklish.
Yeah. I mean, I'll even not just like polish and like shape my toenails, paint them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've gone with you and you've got your nails painted.
Paint them while you're down there.
Yep.
You know?
Love it.
Last time we went to Hawaii.
That's right. You got little flowers put on them.
I had little flowers put on my toenails.
Yeah.
Another one that was on here. Another one, and this showed up on the list too. Somebody just texted into 909-1065. Gardening and planting and stuff like that.
That doesn't seem like a... Really?
Yeah.
Because yard work feels like a...
Yard work's different than gardening.
I see.
There's
okay.
something about cultivating a garden.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That doesn't seem very manly. Let me tell you what mine are.
Okay.
And one of mine showed up on this list, the other one did not. The one that showed up on the list, I love good bubble bath. I'll sit and soak, and I'll put on some music,
yeah,
or a good podcast. Just close my eyes.
To your stories.
Yeah, I even have the thought too, as I like stare down at my hairy legs sticking out of a bubble bath, and I go, "Why isn't this sexy? Women can take pictures of their legs in a bubble bath, and it's instant sex. This is not.
It's because we know it's at the end of those legs."
And here's the other one that did not show up on this list. I love shopping at the mall.
You do love shopping at the mall. Like, you love to go in, window shop. You don't need to find something.
Christmas time, don't even say the word Amazon to me.
Right.
I'm going to the mall. I like it. Gets me in the mood for Christmas.
One other thing that I am surprised that you are so open about is what a fan of Bath and Body Works you are.
Oh, that's not a hobby. That is a way of life.
Okay.
I'm so excited you said that. I'm getting ready to go and restock right now.
Oh, God.
I need new soaps for my hands and my body.
Right. And you love to show people your soaps. You love to say, okay, smell this one.
Smell this one.
Yeah.
Takes me back to my childhood.
Right.
Honeysuckles. Here's another one, and you're going to love this one. Trash reality shows.
That is something more men like than you would actually think.
I am learning that, actually.
Yeah.
There's a podcast I listen to, All Bros, and it's a politics podcast. It's not even something that like is in the realm of trash. They love Real Housewives.
Because it's so good. And if you are somebody, if you're a man, and you even care a tiny bit about gossip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know you'd also like trash reality TV, whether you're admitting it or not.
I don't know if this falls under trash reality TV, but somebody texted in to 909-1065. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, sure.
She said, every guy I've ever dated loved watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sweetie.
We put this on Facebook. Did we get anything?
Let's see. Oh, playing Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a hobby.
You want to hide that one. Or even Pokemon Going.
Watching 90 Day Fiance with your wife.
See?
Moisturizing.
Oh, that has become a way of life for a lot of guys.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a guy we work with. Shook his hand recently. Soft as silk.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come naturally.
No, that takes work.
That's work. That's right. A hobby.
Let's see. Oh, spa days. Absolutely. And then it says Peter, but it's not spelled that way. Said crochet.
Oh, you know what? Sewing showed up on this list. And you know what else showed up on this list that I want to talk about for hobbies that men hide from their friends? It's not really a hobby, but they do it. They love motivational quotes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So you probably heard by now that Southwest Airlines, they have decided that they are done with free bags. That sucks. But now that they're gone, their loss is Frontier Airlines' gain. Kevin, why is everybody talking about Frontier Airlines right now?
They are just starting their new policy of a economy bundle where you get two free check-in bags, you can pick your own seats, and free flight changes. And they're all doing this the same day as Southwest ending theirs.
Shame.
Right?
I love that.
I love that, too. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Because in all honesty, it does suck that Southwest is doing that. It's like everything that we liked about Southwest
they've
said,
stop doing. Oh, yeah.
We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Southwest is if you really don't care where you're going, and we used to work with a guy, Orphan Andrew, who would just like decide,
right,
I'm going to go to Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a $69 flight.
Right.
And there and back. And it's like, if you don't care where you're going, then great. But if you have, you know, an expectation.
Right.
Then sorry.
That's that. If your bar is not Tucson.
Right.
For where you're going. Yeah. I mean, you would have to love travel to the truest sense of the word, where I'm just going somewhere.
And I think he did. And I think some people do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
However, to go back the day that Southwest is getting rid of all of these wonderful perks that we used to love about them. Frontier is bringing them free bags, pick where you sit, all that stuff.
Now, have you guys ever flown Frontier?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I feel like Frontier is like lower than Spirit.
No, how could anything be?
That's what I'm saying.
I flew Frontier and it's pretty close.
Yeah, really? See?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. The seats have zero cushion.
Well, that is definitely the case for Spirit, too. You might as well just be sitting
on
a...
Spirit has upgraded. They have black leather seats now that feel really good.
Okay, because the back of their seats weren't even covered.
Yeah.
I feel like on Frontier, maybe it was just the row I was in, but I feel like the seats don't recline.
Really? And do we know why Southwest is making us pay for bags?
Money. It's all money. Yeah.
But I mean, is it because they're hurting for money?
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure their CEO and their stockholders think they're hurting for money.
Well, right.
Okay. So, Kevin, what would it take? Because if free bags, not one, but two free check-in bags, mm-hmm. and being able to pick where you want is not enough.
It's not. I'm used to get you to fly Frontier.
What would get you to fly Frontier? What could they do for you?
Maybe change their motto.
Their motto is your problem?
Like, no, not their motto. Like, kind of like, keep up with your planes.
Are you talking about maintenance?
Yeah, I just feel
unsafe.
That is
not what motto means.
I don't know, like their lifestyle.
Okay, you want it to be a little nicer.
Yes.
Okay.
Less ratchet, I feel.
But you usually like ratchet.
I know, but not when my life depends on it. Actually, you know what will get me a fly on Frontier?
What?
If we get free meals.
Sweetie, nobody gives you meals.
Yeah, huh? I got it once when I was flying to Japan, and I can never go on a plane again. They fed me breakfast and lunch.
Okay, so you were spoiled to the point where then you can never fly Frontier.
I just want one meal or the option to buy meals.
I mean, I will say this, that it's not just flying internationally where you get the free meals. Mm-hmm. We flew on Hawaiian one time, and I wouldn't say it's a meal,
yeah.
but they gave you a free sandwich.
Sort of a pocket of sorts.
It was a traditional Hawaiian sweet bread pocket, you know, of food,
and
it was
a hot pocket thing.
It was delicious, and you know what? It went a long way.
Yeah, it does seem like you're being really pampered on Hawaiian Airlines because of that.
I am pulling up a picture of Frontier Airlines cabins, looks like there's a bunch of plastic folding chairs. Like, it looks like it's not a plane. It looks like it's set up for a town hall meeting.
Oh, boy.
Or like there's a support group at a church. That's what it looks like. Also, their logo. Can we talk about like just how it looks? Can you even describe it?
I thought it was a coyote or something.
I had to Google it. They changed the animals on the back of the plane, much like a U-Haul. Like this one's a praying mantis, right, and this one's a cowboy.
This one's a cactus.
Right. So sometimes they've got a big old grizzly bear, and this one's got a hot air balloon, and this one's got a frog on a leaf, you know?
what if we got better seats and saved money in putting cartoons on the plane?
That's not a bad idea.
I don't know how they run their budget, but it does feel like I need a nice seat more than I need to know that...
There's a polar bear on the back of my plane?
Yeah, there's a sweet little bunny rabbit.
Yeah, that's a great... I'd much rather to have those things. Let's upgrade on a reclining seat instead to have another plane just go like, is that moose flying?
Right.
Oh, no, God, that's a plane. Another Frontier jet.
Got me again.
So there you go. But anyway, at the very least, good news, you can still have free bags. You just have to fly Frontier.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You're not going to believe this. This is crazy. Napster. Do you remember? Who remembers Napster?
Now, I remember it, but like, I refresh me on exact. It was music.
Yeah. So Napster came out in 1999. Were you a mom then?
No, I was still in high school.
Oh, okay.
What?
So, Napster came out in 1999, and it was a music file sharing site. And it was, according to The Social Network, the movie started by Justin Timberlake. I forget what the guy's name was who started it, though. But it was a way, because MP3s were brand new. It was the first time that you could take a song from a CD,
okay,
and put it on a computer.
Got it.
In a file called an MP3. And then they figured out, we can share these. We can give them to people and let people take them from us. And it was illegal, but the technology moved faster than the laws. So it was really hard to kind of, it was like, they can't catch us all kind of a thing. And it was shut down and then it was started again. But it was Napster from 1999, 2000, was just bought for $207 million. $207 million. First of all, we didn't even know Napster was still around.
No, we didn't.
Second of all, $200 million? That's like finding, what is an abandoned, like, what's an abandoned amusement park around here? Like, it used to be around when you were a kid, but then it closed.
I can't think of
like, imagine if Fairy Tale Town closed down.
Yes.
You remembered it from when you were a kid, but you didn't even know it was still open. And then you find out Fairy Tale Town was sold for $200 million. Like, that's kind of what this is like.
Okay. That part's crazy, but also, what is it going to be used for? Because we know now you can't illegally download music.
I'm so glad you asked. It is going to be, first of all, it was purchased by a company called Infinite Reality, which I believe is part of the metaverse. I'm not quite sure. I think I'm part of the metaverse. Who knows? And here's what it's going to be turned into. A social interactive music platform for virtual concerts. You'll buy tickets like normal, and then you'll use a VR headset to watch artists perform in more intimate settings. Go outside and touch grass, nerd. All right? Quote, imagine stepping into a virtual venue to watch an exclusive show with friends or chat with your favorite artist in their own virtual hangout. Who would do that? Who is out there saying, you know, I like live music, but I don't want to, like, leave my apartment?
Well, maybe somebody like me, but there are...
You would rather sit at home with a headset on than go see Beyonce?
Well, not Beyonce. I'd rather go see Beyonce. But there are some that, like, yeah, it's crowds, you know? Just got a parking. Just,
I mean, that part sucks, yeah. But the energy from a live concert, though.
I don't need it.
Wow.
Okay. I'm fine. It's more about who I'm going to the show with than the show usually for me. Anyways, it doesn't matter. My point is, this requires so much. So, first of all, I have to get on this website.
Yeah.
Or app or whatever.
Napster.
Then I have to physically buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to go buy a Oculus.
Right.
Those are like $400.
Yeah.
So... this is becoming a very expensive endeavor for me.
Right. It's making it seem like fighting traffic after a concert, not so bad.
It's certainly cheaper.
Kevin, you'd never go to a virtual concert,
no,
would you?
No, absolutely not.
I wouldn't
either. The one time I went to a virtual concert was in Roblox.
Oh, that's the saddest thing you've ever said to
me. Well, it was Travis Scott, and I'm never doing it again.
Yeah, I would imagine. Because is it Travis Scott, or is it like Travis with a square head?
I think
head?
Travis Scott is an example of why this is a good idea.
Oh, man.
Well, sorry.
Here we go.
Sorry.
Cherry picks the one really bad example.
Right.
Can't get trampled on my couch, can I?
Oh, my God.
Now just imagine you come home, and you find your daughter... just in the living room with an Oculus on, twerking away in the living room.
I think I'd rather have that than public.
Would you go to a virtual concert? Text in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Today is April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And you remember that story that Sour Patch Kids were removing the word sour?
Yeah.
It was an April Fool's prank.
Okay.
I gotta admit, I don't really like it when companies do April Fool's pranks. I get annoyed by it.
It seems fun in theory.
But it's just not, I don't know. Like, here are some of the best and worst April Fool's pranks that were done by companies.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go over all of them. There's a lot on here. In 2015, Amazon reverted its homepage to look and feel like the page in 1999. So like it purposely loaded slow and like,
okay, that's funny.
That one's pretty funny. Redbox, remember Redbox?
Yep.
Where you could rent DVDs from like a
from
kiosk.
From like the 7-Eleven.
Redbox put out a press notice and said that they were starting a sister brand called Petbox where you could rent pets out of like a kiosk. That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
In 2017, Hulu poked fun at our ever-shortening attention spans by launching a new service called Who that only shows 8-second versions of their shows. Burger King launched Whopper flavored toothpaste. And they said the iconic flavor of the Whopper and combining it with the active ingredients for optimal teeth and gum hygiene.
Like, okay, that one's dumb.
Yeah.
That like, one's dumb.
Coke tried to announce once as an April Fool's prank.
They were going to do clear Pepsi.
No, that'd be funny if Coke said they were going to do clear Pepsi. But it was it came with a small shot of helium that creates a squeaky, high-pitched effect on the drinker's voice. See, some of these are so dumb. They're so dumb. You know, Bush's Baked Beans?
Yeah.
They put out a statement saying that they were going to start including jelly beans. It's like, how many people sat around a boardroom meeting?
Like, the problem is, some of these places didn't. They probably, like, let people put ideas in a suggestion box. Because they don't have the staff that's thinking at the high level that Hulu is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They're young people. They're moving. They're funny.
Right.
They've got, Bush's Baked Beans has got Carol that works at the front desk.
Right.
And, well, sometimes when I say I work for Bush's Beans, people say, they think I mean jelly beans. And I have to say, no. My grandson, Tyler, always thinks it's jelly. And then she puts that in the suggestion box.
And then it happens.
And then it happens.
And then everybody has to go like, I would buy another brand of baked beans if I could even name another brand of baked beans. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.